Power of a Preview firsthand. About a month ago, I wrote my first MH post. It described how important and powerful it can be for a married couple to express their sexual desires to one another before the real thing. I thought it was time to share a recent prelude letter. This one was written while away from my beautiful wife for about 5 days. I miss you so much in so many ways. For Monday, I have a couple ideas. Much like our lovemaking session from a few Sundays ago, I want to focus on you first. When I get home from my trip, I plan to jump in the shower to clean up and shave. After 5 to 10 minutes, I want you to come in and join me. I want to spend time passionately kissing you under the warm water with our bodies touching. You can put your hands on me, but for the time being, we have to keep me out of you. I'm going to caress your warm clit with my soapy hands as I kiss and press myself against you. I'll have one of our glass toys warming up under the steamy stream. I'm going to run my hands all over your soft body. Then I will sit while you stand before me. I will gently rub the firm and very warm glass against the outside folds between your legs. You can guide me as we go, letting me know what feels good. Which will bring you to climax, the toy or my fingertips? You will decide. As your orgasm takes you over, I will hold you close to me. We'll leave the shower together, taking turns drying one another off. Without getting dressed, we'll make our way to the bed. I will lay back on the side of the bed, with my feet touching the floor. I want you to play with me and tease me for a while. Lick my balls and kiss the shaft, but you won't take the head of my rod in your mouth. Your lips are pure ecstasy. I just don't know how much of that I will be able to take after our intimate shower together. I want to hold off coming and be able to enter you. Play with me for a while, licking and kissing all around my member and balls. When I am firm and ready, I will get up and we will switch places. I will enter you slowly, filling you up with my hardness. I will change my pace and depth for a while, toying with your love place. When I know I am close to coming, I will bring myself into you deep and hard. I want to give you all I have. This will be a joyful morning reunion, but there will still be more to come later that day. Either before we leave for our appointment or after we get home at night, we will have round two. How our day is going will determine what time. Here is the plan. When the time is right and the kids are in bed, we'll head back to our room. We will begin with some romantic kissing and undressing. We'll take our time undressing each other. You'll lay back like you did this morning. But now the heels of your feet will be resting on the bed with your knees up. I will sit in a chair facing you and looking between your legs. I will lube up my fingers and slowly use the tips to massage and outline your vagina. After a while of touching and warming you up, I will hand you a vibrating toy from our shelf. I want to watch you use the vibrator on yourself, rubbing the areas that give you pleasure. This way I can learn, but also take pleasure in watching your beauty. I will start to touch you with my fingers as you use your toy to pleasure your clit. Tease yourself with it as I touch you with my fingers. Bring yourself to the brink and then back off, building the excitement. When you're ready, press it against your clit and then place your other hand on your breast as you start to quake. Let me watch your beauty as you shiver and shudder. After your breathing has slowed and your body has relaxed, come to me on the chair. Sit on my lap as my hard member slides into you, engulfing me with your wetness. Grind your pelvis into me as I feel your breast touch mine and as my lips touch yours. Give me all you have until I spasm inside of you. Then let me hold you close. I can't wait to give ourselves to each other just as God designed us to do. I love you. I will conclude with saying that this scenario played out just as planned. There is nothing hotter than our orgasms playing out as visualized in fantasies and thought. I will add that my wife gets extremely turned on when I write down my desire for her. It reinforces my passion for her. It lets her know that my thoughts and fantasies are only for her.